我们请一起预备心，同心默祷。
Please prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们在诗歌崇拜之后，我们继续我们的正道聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we will continue with this morning service.
一起来唱赞美诗129首。
Let us sing hymn 129.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再一次一起来祷告。
We are now going to kneel down and pray.
我们祈求神在安息圣日来祝福我们的聚会。
We ask God to bless this Sabbath service.
也借着我们所聆听的道理，做我们信仰的思考。
And through the sermon, we can help ponder on our faith.
愿我们所作所为，所思所想，都能够符合神的要求。
So that all our actions, thoughts, and deeds may be in accordance with God's will.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all the brothers and sisters here.
有一天呢，一个学生问他的老师这么一个问题。
One day, a student asked his teacher a question.
他说：“老师啊，你能告诉我什么叫爱情
？”And he asked, "Teacher, can you tell me what love is?"
那老师说啊，我想哈，你穿过这一片森林到里头啊。去摘一朵最漂亮的花回来。
And so the teacher told him to go to the forest, into the deep of the woods, and find the most beautiful flower he could.
但是有个规则就是你不能走回头路。
But the rule is that he could not retrace his steps.
还有你只能摘一次。
And you could only take one flower.
那这个学生就照着做了。
And so the student followed his instructions.
一段时间过去啊，这个学生却两手空空的回来。
And after some time, the student came back empty-handed.
老师就问他说：“你怎么两手空空回来？”
And so the teacher asked him, "Why did you come back empty-handed?"
这个学生说啊，因为我走进森林里头啊，曾经看过几朵漂亮的花朵。
And the student said, "Because I went into the woods and I saw many beautiful flowers."
但是我总是觉得说啊，前面也许会有更漂亮的花。
But I kept thinking there might be better ones ahead.
于是啊，我就没有摘它。
And so I did not pick any of them.
就这样走着走着走着，结果我走出了森林。
And then as I continued to walk, I was eventually out of the forest.
因为规定不能走回头路啊。
And because the rule was he could not retrace his steps.
所以我只好两手空空回来见老师了。
So I had no choice but to come back empty-handed to meet you.
老师就说，这个就是爱情。
And then the teacher said, "This is love."
没有多久，这个学生又来找老师。
After some time, the student came back to find his teacher.
老师啊，这一次你能不能告诉我什么叫婚姻
？And so he said, "Teacher, this time, can you tell me what marriage is?"
老师说，同样的跟上次一样，你再到森林里头去摘一朵花。
And so the student was told the same instructions to go to the forest and find a flower.
那一样的规矩，你不能往回走而且只能摘一次。
And same rules, so he could not retrace his steps, and he could only pick one flower.
没有多久啊，这个学生呢、就摘了一朵花回来了。
And so not too long after, the student came back with a flower.
那老师就问他说啊，你认为这一朵花是全森林里头最漂亮的一朵吗
？And the teacher asked him, "Do you believe this is the most beautiful forest in, flower in the entire forest?"
学生说我不知道。
And the student said, "I don't know."
因为我进到森林里头。
Because I entered the forest.
我确实看到有很多漂亮的花。
And I saw many beautiful flowers.
但是我记得上次的教训。
But I remember last time's lesson.
一直认为说啊，后面的会更漂亮，结果啊，两手空空回来。
I kept thinking it would get better, so I came back empty-handed in the end.
所以我看了，这朵不错，我就摘了。
So I thought this one is pretty good, and so I picked it.
因为我怕说，万一我不选它，就像上次一样哈。
Because I worried if I didn't pick something, it would be like last time.
尽管呢、它可能不是全森林最漂亮的一朵。
So this might not be the most beautiful flower in the forest.
但是我还是摘了。
But I still picked it.
老师说、这个就是婚姻。
So the teacher said, "This is marriage."
没有多久，这个学生又问老师了。
So after some time, the student asked the teacher again.
那老师这一次 你能不能告诉我什么叫幸福？
And he said, can you teach me what it means to be happy?
老师也是说，同样的，你再到森林里头去摘花。
And the teacher said, same thing, go and pick a flower.
哦，那同样的，你只能往前走，不能走回头路。
Same rules, you cannot retrace any of your steps.
哦，而且啊，你只能摘一次。
And you can only pick once.
哦。没有多久、哦、这个人呢就摘了一朵花回来了。
And so not too long after, the student came back with another flower.
哦、那老师就问他、哦、那你这一次认为你所摘的花、是不是全森林最漂亮的？
And the teacher asked him, do you believe that you have the most beautiful flower in the forest?
哦、他说是。
And he said yes.
哦、老师说何以见得是啊？难道你啊、哦、走遍了整个森林吗？
And the teacher said, did you actually see the entire forest?
哦，他说啊，啊，我觉得是，并不是因为啊，我走遍整个森林。
And he said, no, just because I believe it is so is not because I actually saw the entire forest.
因为我最喜欢这一朵花。
It's because I love this one the most.
一看它我就喜欢。
As soon as I saw it, I loved it.
哦，我觉得没有任何一朵花能够比它上这一朵的。
I felt that no other flower could compare.
哦、所以、啊、我就把它拿回来。
And so I brought it back.、
老师说、啊哦、这个就是幸福了。
And so the teacher said, this is what it means to be truly blessed and happy.、
哦、那这个老师跟这个学生、啊、就是希腊著名的哲学家苏格拉底跟柏拉图。
And so the、teacher and the student here are actually two famous Greek philosophers, Socrates and Plato.、
哦、那这个故事、啊、让我们、哎、能够、哦、深思、哦我们的这个什么叫做爱情，什么叫婚姻，什么又叫做幸福。
And so this story truly teaches us what love is, what marriage is, and what happiness is.
在这个全球化的同时啊，跨国的婚姻，异国的婚姻啊，越来越普遍。
And so now there are all different types of marriages in this world.
那要拥有一个幸福美满的婚姻，
And so in order to have a fulfilling marriage,
哦，确实不是很容易的事情。
It's not something easy to do.
哦，那所以我们基督徒啊，我们要怎么样，哦，在我们的婚姻上，哦，来做选择，哦，在我们的婚姻上来做经营。
So as Christians, how is it that we should make our selection in marriage and how should we experience it?
哦，让我们能够得着神所赐给我们这个美满的婚姻。
So we can receive the fulfillment of marriage that God has given us.
这确实啊，是我们很想要，也很重要的事情。
This is something we truly want, and it is something very important.
这小弟啊，借着上午的时候，我们从亚伯拉罕为他的儿子以撒娶妻子的这一段故事，我们来探讨要怎么样才能够拥有一个美满的婚姻。
So we will use the example of Abraham selecting a wife for his son Isaac to understand what it means to have a fulfilling marriage.
哦，那这个故事记载在创世纪的24章。
And so this story is recorded in Genesis chapter 24.
哦，相信呢这个故事啊，我们也很熟悉啊。
I believe many of us are very familiar with this story.
我们也经常听这听过传道人说哈、哦，这个婚姻哦的选择有所谓的。以撒式的，还有雅各式的。
And we talk about how, with marriage, there are two styles. There's the Isaac style and the Jacob style.
哦，一个是由别人帮忙，哦，那另外一个啊是自己寻觅。
And one had the help of someone else, and one decided to seek on his own.
那不论是哪一种方法。
And regardless which way.
哦，能要得到这个成功。得到幸福也都有它的必要条件。
To be successful, there are certain requirements.
哦，那今天哦，我们就来看看这个哦，由别人帮助哦的这个以撒哦，以撒式的婚姻。
So let us look at the Isaac style of marriage in which he had some help.
哦，他能够成功的秘诀。
And the secret to his success.
他的条件又是什么
？And what his requirements were.
哦，首先我们来看看这个做。爸爸的这个亚伯拉罕。
So let us look at his father Abraham.
哦，他怎么样来为他的儿子哦来寻找伴侣
？How did he help his son find his other half？
哦，讲到亚伯拉罕哦，我们直接想到的就是他的信心哦。
When we think of Abraham, we think of his faith.
哦，所以我们称亚伯拉罕是信心之父啊。
And that is why he is the father of faith.
哦，那这一位信心之父在替他儿子 找老婆的过程里头，是不是也秉持着信心的原则？
So when this father of faith was looking for a wife for his son, did he also go along according to his faith?
好，我们一起来看24章第一节。
Let us look at chapter 24, verse 1.
一节，亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上神都赐福给他。二节。
Two.
亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说，请你把手放在我的大腿底下。三节。
Three.
我要叫你指着神天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。第四节。
Four.
你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。五节。
Five.
仆人对他说，倘若女子不肯跟我到这地方来，我必须将你的儿子带回你原初之地吗？六节。
Six.
亚伯拉罕对他说，你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。七节。
Seven.
主天地的神曾带领我离开父家和本族的地，对我说话，向我启示说，我要将这地赐给你赐给你的后裔，他必差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。八节。
Eight.
倘若女子不肯跟你来，我使你起的事就与你无干了，只是不可带我的儿子回那里去。九节。
Nine.
仆人就把手放在他主人亚伯拉罕的大腿底下，为这件事为这事向他起誓。在这里谈到说当这个亚伯拉罕年纪老迈他要为他的儿子以撒来讨一房老婆。
And so here, when Abraham was getting very old, he had to find a wife for his son.
他把这一件重要的事情交给管理他全地的这个老仆人来执行。
And he assigned this important task to the most senior servant in his household.
所以他是很谨慎在办理这个事情。
And so he was very faithful in carrying out this task.
也是很积极的在介入在处理他儿子婚姻的事情。
And he was very urgent in taking care of this matter.
目前大家孩子都生得少。
At this time, people all have very few children.
每一个都是心肝宝贝。
And so everyone is very precious.
都不希望他们在这个人生的道路上有任何的伤害。
And you don't wish them to suffer in any part of life.
我相信天下父母心没有一个父母愿意自己的儿女受到伤害尤其在婚姻的事情上受亏损。
And I'm sure no parent wants to see their child suffer, especially when it comes to marriage.
都希望我们的儿女在婚姻的事上能够幸福美满快乐。
And we all wish that they can be happy and fulfilled.
所以每一个父母亲在儿女的婚姻的事情里头或多或少都相当的这个关心甚至积极的参与。
And so every parent will be concerned about their child's marriage and perhaps even actively participate.
就好像这个亚伯拉罕他就只有以撒这个心肝宝贝。
Just like Abraham, all he had was this one Isaac.
他怎么能够不管呢？
How could he not care?
所以亚伯拉罕很谨慎，很积极的，很主动的在他儿子以撒的婚事上采取主导，采取主动。
And so he took a very active role in Isaac's marriage.
所以父母亲主动的关怀，这是对的。
And so it is good that he took the initiative to care.
不是放任给儿女随自己的情欲做挑选。
So he did not just let his son pick according to his own desires.
爱得轰轰烈烈。
And love passionately.
爱得天崩地裂。
And so that the entire earth would shake.
洪水爆发，那过去之后留下的是一片残破不堪的伤痕。
And the flood waters would come, but all that would be left in the end were scars.
所以我们为人儿女的我们应该接受父母亲在我们婚姻上的建议跟关怀。
So as children, we should accept the suggestions and help and care from our parents.
不要认为说这是我的人生，这是我的婚姻，我自己来搞，我自己主导。
We should not believe this is my life and this is my marriage, so I don't want anyone to interfere.
当然为人父母亲的我们也应当让我们的儿女在他的婚姻上因为这毕竟 他们是当事人哦。
Of course, as parents, we should be aware that our children themselves are the ones that are involved in this.
哦，让他们啊，在哦充分我们充分的讨论跟分析之后啊。由他们自己做决定。
So through active discussion and sharing, we should still let our children make their own decisions.
而不是替他们做决定。
But we do not decide for them.
因为要嫁要娶的是你的儿子，是你的女儿，不是你啊。
Because it is your child that is getting married, not you.
人家要的是新娘，不是老娘。
Because they want a bride, not an old lady.
所以哦，哎，这个亚伯拉罕他主动关怀。
And so Abraham took the initiative to care.
那刚刚我们说他是信心之父，当然，在关怀他儿子的婚姻上，他也是要拿出信心来。
So as the father of faith, he had to care about faith when looking for a wife for his son.
那什么叫做信心？
So what does it mean to have faith?
信心啊，是在处理事情上有所坚持、有所原则的意思。
It means that when you're making decisions, you are basing them on principle.
而这个坚持跟原则，在这个婚姻的事情上绝对不是啊，像一般世俗的人他们的这个门当户对、门户之见。
And so when we talk about being firm and having principle, it is not like in this world.
亚伯拉罕在他儿子的婚姻上，他的信心原则是什么呢？
So what were these marriage principles that Abraham had for his son?
就是他告诉他老仆人，要他老仆人起誓的。
And it is what he made his servant swear by.
不要为他的儿子娶迦南地的女子。
Do not find a wife among the daughters of the Canaanites.
要娶这个他本族本家的女子。
He had to go to his country and find among his relatives a wife.
那第二个原则啊，就是不要啊，把他的儿子带回去他原初之地。
And the second principle was that he could not bring the son back to the country where he came from.
一定要留在这个迦南地。
They had to stay in Canaan.
这个是亚伯拉罕信心的两个原则。
And these are the two principles of Abraham's faith.
今天有一些基督徒认为这个主内的联婚是过时的产物。
And today, some Christians feel like marrying within a church is sort of an old teaching.
是基督徒对非基督徒的偏见、门户之见。
And it's kind of a prejudice.
并且有碍于福音的传播。
And it doesn't promote the preaching of the gospel.
我想会有这样的想法的人可能是我们对信仰并不深入的了解。
And if this is the teaching that you believe, you probably do not have a very deep understanding of faith.
因为我们都晓得信仰并不只是宗教上的差别而已。
Because we know faith is not just the differences in denominational teachings.
信仰更会影响到我们的道德观、人生观。
Because our faith affects our views on life and on morality.
以及我们的价值观。
As well as our values.
甚至对我们生活的态度、人际关系也会影响很大。
It also affects our attitudes on life and relationships.
就好像说文化对人的影响一样。
Just like how culture affects us.
我们刚刚讲到说因为全球化的关系。
And just like we talked about assimilation across the world.
那个异国的婚姻就是嫁给不同民族的这种婚姻。
And to have interracial marriages.
或者是跨国的婚姻就是说同样的民族但是不同的这个国家。
Or to marry within an ethnicity, but in different countries.
都有很大的挑战很大的这个适应上的这个困难。
And there are difficulties to both types.
不是我们所想的那么浪漫那么的让人憧憬。
And it's not as romantic as we might imagine.
往往这个婚后这个差异性会让我们痛得刻苦铭心。
And after marriage, these differences can truly bring us a lot of pain.
恨不得当时不要这个嫁娶。
It might make us regret that we ever had that marriage.
所以这个我们所讲的这个主内的联婚目的就是在于在共同的信仰下拥有共同的道德、人生、价值观。
So when we talk about marrying in the faith, it means that we marry under the same beliefs and the same values.
让我们在生活的对生活的态度上也好将来的人际关系也好都有比较接近、比较相同的理念。
So that we are similar in our attitude towards life and relationships.
这样才能够让我们的家庭、婚姻甚至将来儿女教养的方式 能够一致。
So that with your marriage and the way you raise your children in the future, it will be in one accord.
哦，除非说啊，我们对信仰哦，啊是可有可无啊。
Unless we feel that faith is not something necessary.
哦，信仰对我们的啊生活也好，哦对我们的道德、对我们的价值观、人生观都没有任何的影响。
If we feel that it does not affect our life or our morality or values.
哦，我们还是我行我素啊。
And we act according to ourselves.
想怎么样就怎么样。
We do what we like.
哦，丝毫不受信仰的约束。
And we don't want to receive our faith.
哦，那信仰当然，哦，这个要不要一样，那就没有关系了。
Then of course, faith has nothing to do with your life.
哦，但是如果我们重视信仰。
But if we value our faith.
哦，我们认同信仰。
And if we see it as important.
哦，那信仰，哦，跟婚姻呢，就必须啊，不能够切割啊。
Then faith and marriage cannot be separated.
哦，这个也是保罗在哥林多前书所说的信与不信啊，不可同父一轭的道理啊。
And so this is what Paul has also said in 1 Corinthians.
啊，因为会在我们人生的这个跑道上哦，会忽左忽右哦。
Because otherwise in our lives we may turn left or turn right.
哦，因为以色列人他们耕哦，这个耕作哦，耕田呢是两头牛拉着犁的。
So it, when the Israelites were plowing the fields, they had to have two livestock in front of them.
哦，这个两头牛共负一个轭啊，所以这个牛如果不能同心，就不能同步同行。
And these cattle were pulling the same cart, so they had to walk together.
哦，一个走快一点，一个走慢一点哦，那犁出来的田沟啊，一定是左右哈、哦，这样哈。
So if they walked at different speeds, then the fields would be plowed unevenly.
哎，我们的人生呢、啊，经不起这样左右摇晃。
And our lives should not have to be like this.
哦，所以哦，哎，这个啊，亚伯拉罕的第一个原则啊，就是哦，要娶共同信仰的这个女子啊，为他儿子的妻子。
So Abraham's first principle was that he had to have a wife for his son of the same faith.
好、哦，那第二个原则。哦，说不可以回原初之地。
And the second was they couldn't go back to the country where they came from.
哦，从这个亚伯拉罕告诉他的老仆人，我们晓得。
And so from what Abraham told his servant, we know.
亚伯拉罕他知道神对他应许。
Abraham knows the promise from God.
哦，要把哦这个迦南地啊赐给他的后裔啊。
That Canaan would be for his ancestor.
那如果哦，以撒回到他原初之地啊。
So if Isaac went back to his country,
那就等同啊，放弃神所要给他的应许了。
Then it means they gave up on God's promise.
哦，所以亚伯拉罕因着对神的相信。
And so because of his faith in God,
相信神的应许永远不会落空。
And that his promise would never be empty.
哦，那要领受神的这个应许啊，就必须要留在迦南地了。
To receive that promise, they had to stay in Canaan.
哦，这个就是亚伯拉罕他信心哦，在他儿子的婚姻的事上哦的一个啊一个原则。
And this is one of the principles that Abraham had of faith while looking for his son's wife.
哦，今天呢，我们在我们个人的婚姻上也好，哦，我们儿女的婚姻上也好。
Today in our individual marriages or the marriages of our children,
我们也应该要有亚伯拉罕这样的一个信心。
We should have the same faith as Abraham.
哦，来作为我们个人哦，我们儿女婚姻的基础。
And so this can be the basics, foundation of our children's marriage.
相信神的应许。
And to believe in God's promise.
哦，相信神的预备。
To believe His preparation.
哦，这个就是啊。亚伯拉罕的信心。
This is Abraham's faith.
好，那再来我们来看看哦，一个美满的婚姻要能够成就哦，除了信心，那还需要有忠心的执行。
So in order for a marriage to be faithful, to be successful, not only do you need faith, but you also need to be loyal.
哦，亚伯拉罕并不是啊坐在那边等哦，天上掉一个媳妇下来啊，给他儿子当老婆啊。
And Abraham did not sit and wait for a woman to fall out of the sky to be his son's wife.
哦，他是有所作为。
He actually had to act.
哦，那这个作为啊，就是老仆人去执行。
And these actions were carried out by his servant.
那老仆人要能够贯彻他主人的信心要求。
And the servant had to act in accordance to his master's faith.
他就必须要忠心啊。
And so he had to be loyal.
忠于主人的托付。
He had to be loyal to the commands of his master.
哦，我们来看看这个老仆人是怎么忠心的。
So let us see how this servant was loyal.
啊，我们继续看啊，《创世纪》二十四章。
Let us continue with Genesis 24.
哦，第十节。
Verse 10.
十节，那老仆人从他主人的骆驼里取了十匹骆驼，哦，带并带些他主人各样的财物， 起身往米索波大米去，到了拿赫的城，十一节。
11.
天将晚，众女子出来打水的时候，他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。十二节。
12.
他说：“主啊，他说啊，神，我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今日遇见好机会。”十三节。
13.
我现在站在井旁，城内的居民的女子们正出来打水。十四节。
14.
我向哪一个女子说啊，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝。她若说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝，愿那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻，这样我便知道你施恩给我主人的主人了。十五节。
15.
话还没有说完，不料利百加肩头上扛着水瓶出来。利百加是波土利所生，是比土利所生的比土利是亚伯拉罕兄弟拿赫妻子密加的儿子。十六节。
16.
那女子容貌极其俊美，还是处女，也未曾有人亲近她。她下到井旁打满了瓶，又上来。十七节。
17.
仆人跑上前去迎着她说：“求你将瓶里的水给我一点喝。”十八节。
18.
女子说：“我主请喝。”就急忙拿下瓶来托在手上给她喝。十九节。
19.
女子给她喝了，就说：“我在为你的骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝足。”二十节。
20.
他就急忙把瓶里的水倒在槽里，又跑到井旁打水，就为所有的骆驼打上水来。二十一节。
21.
那人定睛看他，一句话也不说，要晓得神是他通达的道路没有。二十二节。
22.
骆驼喝足了，那人就拿一个金环重半舍客勒，两个金镯重十舍客勒给那女子。二十三节。
23.
说：“请告诉我你是谁的女儿，你父亲家里有我们住宿的地方没有？”二十四节。
24.
女子说：“我是密加与拿赫之子比土利的女儿。”二十五节。又说：“我们家里足有粮草，也有住宿的地方。”二十六节。
26.
那人就低头向神下拜。二十七节说：“
27.
神，我主亚伯拉罕的神，是应当称颂的，因他不断地以慈爱、诚实待我主人。至于我，神在路上引领我，直走到我主人的弟兄家里。”这一段我们就看到这个老仆人他怎么去执行他的主人亚伯拉罕的托付。
So here we can see how the servant carried out the commands of his master Abraham.
以往我们对于忠心的看法通常是那种被动的通常是很刻板的。
So when we talk about loyalty, we might see it in a very specific way.
往往我们很容易就会陷入于所谓的忠心就是很固执所谓的忠心就是有点无知。
And loyalty might mean you're very stubborn and you can only go that one way.
尸骨不化这个无法沟通。
And you're difficult to communicate with.
但是真正的忠心并不是这样子。
But true loyalty is not like this.
真正的忠心是能够倾尽一切的所能，用尽一切的资源来达成所托付的使命，这个叫忠心。
True loyalty is doing everything in your power to be able to fulfill a commission you've been given.
就好像说信心不是没有立场原则一样。
Just like faith has principles as well.
忠心也不是没有任何作为。
And loyalty has the same.
所以这个老仆人我们看到他照着他主人的吩咐带着礼物，带着十匹骆驼就出发了。
And so this servant, he brought his camels and his present, and he went out.
那他不晓得说到底茫茫人海里头要怎么为他的这个主人这个亚伯拉罕来娶一房媳妇。
And he still wasn't quite sure how to bring back a wife for Isaac.
但是在这里他懂得倚靠神。
But here he knew to rely on God.
他懂得倚靠 这个主人所侍奉所敬拜的这个天上独一真神。
He knew to rely on this one true God that his master relied on.
他求神来带领他。
So he asked God to guide him.
让他能够得着能够完成主人亚伯拉罕所托付的使命。
So that he could fulfill the commission by his master Abraham.
所以忠心的仆人他懂得倚靠神。
So the loyal servant knew to rely on God.
不是靠着自己的方法。
It is not to rely on his own ways.
再来就如同刚刚我们所说的忠心并不是什么事情都不干。
And then just like we said, loyalty doesn't mean you don't do anything.
而是懂得运用神所赐给他的智慧。
It is to use the wisdom he has been given by God.
配合实际上的需求。
Along with the practicality.
忠心绝对不是随便交差了事。
And so loyalty is not to be taken lightly.
随便到了这个拿赫城找一个女人回来交差就算了。
You don't just go to the city, pick a girl you like and come back.
他是用神给他的智慧。
Because he used the wisdom that was given by God.
配合主人家实际的需要。
Along with the practical realities of what his master had asked for.
顺从神的带领。
To follow God's guidance.
来明白了解神的旨意。
To understand God's will.
来得着神的预备。
So that he could receive God's preparation.
所以这个老仆人他想他的这个将来的女主人一定要有爱心哦。
And so this old servant thought that this wife must be someone who has love.
才会善待于他的小主人以撒。
And so that she would be kind to Isaac.
所以他想说我如果向这些女子来要水喝，他们如果很有爱心愿意给我这个完全不认识外地人喝那他一定是有爱心的。
So then he thought, if a woman is willing to give me water and she doesn't know anything about me other than I'm a foreigner, then it must mean she's a good person.
那不但给我水喝。
But not only that.
我一个人能喝多少水？
Because how much water could I realistically drink?
虽然他们打水很辛苦。
Even though it's very difficult to draw the water.
那我喝也喝不多吧。
I won't drink that much.
但是如果他还愿意让我的十匹骆驼能够喝足的水。
But then if she's willing to let my 10 camels drink water as well.
那这不但表示她的爱心很大。
So this not only means she has great love.
她也很热心。
She's also very zealous.
她的体力也很好。
And she's very strong.
要让一头骆驼能够喝足的水，我看那个七八桶水才够吧。
For one camel to be filled, you would probably need 7 to 8 pails of water.
十匹骆驼要喝饱。
And so now these are 10 camels who must be filled.
那如果下到这个水井里头去打水，一次打一瓶，他要下去几次他要下去七八十次。
So it means she would need to draw 70 to 80 pails of water from the well.
所以可见，他不但有爱心，有热忱，他必须身体也非常健康。
So it means she has love, she has zeal, and she's physically strong.
我家主人他们是牧羊的。
And so my master is a shepherd.
这个生活虽然不是不好过但是也是要很努力。
So even though their lives are pretty comfortable, they still have to work very hard.
也必须要有体力。
And so they need to be physically strong.
我不能找一个林黛玉回去每天病恹恹的。
So they can't find some frail woman who gets sick all the time.
我要找一个这个 cowgirl 回去才可以。
So they need to find a cowgirl.
身体健康。
Someone who's very healthy.
要找个无敌铁金刚。
Someone who's like a superhero.
所以经过他智慧。神给他智慧，他运用神给的智慧，配合他们主人家实际的需要，在神的带领之下，他找到了。
So with his wisdom and the practical realities of the request, he was able to find such a woman.
所以在这边也在告诉我们。
So here also tells us.
今天我们的忠心。
So today our loyalty.
不是站在那边傻傻的等而已。
Our loyalty is not just standing around.
我们的忠心是愿意顺服神的带领，也要尽人的本分。
Our loyalty must follow God's guidance as well as trying our best.
在我们的婚姻在我们个人或者是我们儿女的婚姻事上也是一样。
In our marriage or our children's marriage, it is the same.
我们在神的信心的原则之下来寻找。
So within the principles of our faith, we can look.
但是我们也要忠心。
But we must be loyal.
我们不要改变。
We should not change.
不要说当我们在等候的过程里头 我们失去了信心的原则，影响到我们忠心的执行。
So that while we are waiting, we lose of hope, and then we end up straying from our principles of faith.
妥协了。
And then we fall away.
说不定神也是要借着这样给吧。
And so maybe this is what God's will is too.
或者带来信也可以啊。
Or I could just bring someone to believe.
我们呢在一些事情上自我说服，自我妥协了。
And so we convince ourselves.
变成盲目。
And yet we end up lost.
缺点都变优点了。
And so all the weaknesses become good things.
明明有问题变成盲点，没有问题看不见。
And the problem becomes a blind spot that we can't see.
所以等到这个婚后才后悔，但是都来不及了。
And then after marriage, we regret, but it is too late to do anything.
所以忠心呢，代表在信心的基础原则上，我们不改变的执行，来达成我们从神所要领受的福气。
So loyalty must be rooted in faith so that we can receive the blessings from God.
这个就是忠心。
And so this is loyalty.
是忠心并且有见识。
And it is loyalty with practicality.
保罗也是很忠心。
And Paul was very faithful.
保罗忠于神给他的托付。
And he was loyal to the commission he was given by God.
在还没有达到神托付之前呢，他是不轻言牺牲的。
And before he fulfilled it, he was not willing to give up.
他是不随便放弃的。
And he did not just give up easily.
所以在使徒行传二十三章那里。
And so in Acts chapter 23,
他被带到公会面前接受审判。
He was receiving judgment in front of the high rulers.
他很聪明啊，他看到这个里头公会的成员一半是法利赛人，一半是撒都该人。
And he was very smart. He saw that they were made up of half Sadducees and Pharisees.
因为保罗本身也是法利赛人。
Because Paul himself was a Pharisee.
法利赛人跟撒都该人在这个神学信仰的主张不一样。
And the Pharisees and the Sadducees have different beliefs in their faith.
撒都该人不相信有这个有天使啦，有这些事情。
And Sadducees do not believe in things like angels.
那法利赛人相信。
But Pharisees do.
所以保罗在那个法庭上他就运用神给他的智慧。
So while Paul was in court, he was able to use the wisdom given by God.
因为他知道那个不是他牺牲的地方啊。
He knew this is not where he was supposed to sacrifice himself.
神要他是站在君王的面前，在凯撒皇帝面前的。
God wanted him to stand in front of Caesar.
不是在这个公会面前就提早报销玩完啊。
He did not want him to be destroyed before the Sanhedrin.
所以他运用神给他的智慧。
So he used the wisdom from God.
他说哇，我是法利赛人的这个子孙啊。我也是法利赛人啊。
I am a Pharisee myself.
我的主张啊，就是这样，这样，这样。
And so this is what my rights are.
就造成这个对方起内讧了。
And so then there was an internal dispute.
他就借此得到保全。
And through that he was protected.
能够继续忠心的来执行神托付给他的使命。
And he was able to continue fulfilling the commission he was given by God with loyalty.
来当外邦基督徒的执事。
So that he could be a deacon to the Gentile believers.
所以今天呢，我们对忠心或许我们还要进一步的认识。
So today we might need a deeper understanding of loyalty.
忠心并不是无所并不是没有作为。
Loyalty does not mean lack of action.
忠心呢是忠于神所托付的原则。
Loyalty is to be based in the principles of God.
来努力达成，运用一切的资源跟智慧。
To work hard with wisdom and with actions.
就像主耶稣在马太福音所讲的那个分银子的比喻。
And just like Jesus said in the book of Matthew.
那三个仆人，一个五千，一个两千，一个一千。
With a parable of the talents, there were three servants. They received 5,000, 2,000, and 1,000 respectively.
那这个五千跟两千的，他们都尽他们所能运用，所托付的这些金钱啊，另外又赚了五千跟两千。
So the servants who received 5,000 and 2,000 worked hard so that they could double their money.
能够再赚一倍而且没有亏本我相信他们一定很聪明。他们一定很认真。
They did not suffer any losses, so they must have been very diligent in earning extra talents.
那个零一千呢，把它埋起来。
And the one who received 1,000 buried it.
这个埋起来很简单。
It's pretty easy to bury it.
也不用用心，也不怕损失。
It doesn't require any effort, and you don't have to be afraid of loss.
等到主人回来。
And then the master came back.
他们拿去交差了。
And they went to count out their gains.
结果主人怎么讲？
And what did the master say?
主人对 五千的跟两千的这么说啊，你们是又忠心又良善的仆人。
So to the servants who had 5,000 and 2,000, he said, you are good and loyal servants.
哦，反而对那个零一千的说，你这个是又恶又懒的仆人。
And the one who received 1,000, he said, you are wicked and lazy servant.
哦，什么是忠心？
And so what is loyalty?
忠心绝对不是一成不变，无所作为。
So loyalty is not doing anything.
哦，忠心啊，是运用神给我们的智慧资源，哦，在神的原则里头啊，我们努力来达成。
It is using the ability and wisdom of God to work within His principles to achieve our goals.
哦，在圣工上是这样，在我们个人婚姻、儿女婚姻上也是一样。
In holy work, it is like this. It is also like this in marriage and the marriage of our children.
哦，这个就是忠心，哦，老仆人的忠心呢。
This is the loyalty of that old servant.
哦，为他的，哦，这个小主人找了一个合适的对象。
And to find a suitable mate for Isaac.
好，那接下来我们看到，哦，除了这个亚伯拉罕的信心，老仆人的忠心，哦，那如果这个当事人没有配合，哦，这个婚结不成耶。
So we have Abraham's faithfulness and the servant's loyalty, but if we did not have the cooperation of Isaac, then this would not go through.
因为要娶老婆的不是亚伯拉罕，哦，也不是这个老仆人啊。
Because it was not Abraham or the servant that had to marry Rebecca.
哦，不是亚伯拉罕说，哦，说喜欢啊，老仆人说，哦，我爱你，哦，就可以结婚，哦，不是，哦。
And it's not because as long as Abraham and the servant like her that the marriage will go through.
哦，那就要看当事人，哦。
You have to see the parties involved.
当然也包含当事人的家人，哦。
And of course it includes the family members.
他们是不是愿意顺服？
Are they willing to be submissive?
哦，那这个也是，哦，这一场啊，这个，哦，这一段，哦，良缘，哦，这个一段美幸福美满婚姻呢，啊，能够，啊，成功的原因哦。
And this is a main reason why a fulfilling marriage can happen.
哦，我们来看看哈，哦，这个啊，首先我们来看哈，哦，老仆人他有没有顺服哦。
First, let us see if the servant was submissive.
哦，虽然哈，哦，啊，他已经找到了。
So he already found her.
他了解对方啊，是神啊，哦，这个在神的带领之下所找到哦，神要给他们。啊，这个小主人的新娘子。
And he had found this woman based on God's principles.
哦，但是我们来看看哦，他啊，并没有强人所难呢。
But he was not forceful about it.
哦，来看创世纪的24章哦。
Genesis chapter 24.
我们来看49节。
Let us look at verse 49.
啊，49节，现在啊，你们若愿意以慈爱、诚实待我主人，就告诉我。若不然也告诉我，是我可以或向左或向右。哦，这是当，哦，这个 老仆人，啊，哦，去到利百加家里，哦，正式提亲之后，啊。
So at this time the servant had gone to Rebecca's home to formally propose marriage.
哦，啊，他，啊，问这个利百加的家人。
And so he asked Rebecca's family.
哦，我把我的来意，把神怎么带领我都讲了。
I have told you my journey and how God has guided me here.
哦，那决定在于你们啊。
And the decision is on you.
女儿是你们的啊。
The daughter is yours.
哦，你们到底要不要嫁给我们，这个我们的小，我的小主人，哦，要不要谈成这一门亲事？
Are you willing to have her marry my master?
哦，请你告诉我。
Can you please tell me?
哦，如果你不愿意也请老实告诉我。
If you are not willing, please tell me honestly.
哦，有时候我们在啊，处理事情，哦，最怕的就是遮遮掩掩，哦，不敢讲实话，怕彼此伤感情。
Sometimes when we're taking care of matters, we're afraid to tell the truth because we might hurt someone's feelings.
哦，当然有些事情是应该这样，没有错。
And it is true, sometimes you do need to be more subtle.
但是有些事情，哦，却要说清楚，讲明白的。
But some things you need to say very clearly.
哦，我们知道，哦，我们，的婚姻也好，我们儿女的婚姻也好，哦，他们的青春有限，啊，哦，不能够这样遮遮掩掩，拖拖拉拉，哦，青春不在了。
And so the youth of our children is limited, so we should not waste it delaying marriage.
哦，到底，哦，成不成，要不要，哦，如果没有，哦，我们，哎，另觅良缘嘛。
Are you willing and will it work out? And if it won't, then you can part gracefully.
哦，你总不能卡在那边啊。
But you cannot just get stuck there.
哦，到底你是要谈还是不要谈？
Do you want to discuss marriage or not?
哦，很多年轻人，哦，遇到事情，哦，就像这个以赛亚，哦，啊，以利亚，以利亚先知啊，哈，遇到现实就逃了，躲了，哦，不行哦，这个是婚姻不能这样，逃了，躲了，哦。
And some people are like the prophet Elijah. When they encounter these things, they want to run and hide. But you can't run and hide from marriage.
哦，婚前是这样子，婚后更是这样子哦。
If you're like this before marriage, you'll be like this even more after.
哎，这个报纸一翻哦，警告逃妻某某某哦，哎你呀，哦这个什么时候离开家里哦，啊都必不见面哦。
And if in the newspapers, you'll read about couples where one of them will run off and you can't find them.
哦，那也不能说啊，哦这个警告逃夫哦。
And you can't warn against that.
不管家里啊，没有生活费啊。
And you can't not care that the family can't live.
哦，所以躲起来、逃避啊，这个是人遇到问题啊，经常会采取的方法。
So often we have the inclination to run away and hide.
但是这是小孩子啊。
But that's the child's way.
哦，我们成人才能谈婚姻嘛。
Mature people should be able to talk about marriage.
哦，所以处理要成熟，要像大人一样。
So we need to handle it like mature adults.
哎，在爱心哦。的这个爱心的原则下要说诚实话。
So under the principles of love, we must be honest.
哦，所以这个哦老仆人哦，他并没有强人所难呐。
And so this servant was not forceful or bossy about it.
项链都挂了，你还现在说不要啊？
And he didn't say, well, you were willing up until this point. How can you say no now?
礼物都收了，你怎么还可以说不要？
You took all my presents. How can you say no?
他说还是你决定。
He still said, I let you decide.
要还是不要，跟我讲清楚。
Tell me if you are or are not willing.
我才知道接下来要怎么做嘛。
So I know what to do next.
所以我们看到这个老仆人他也顺服。
So we see that this servant was submissive.
虽然他在亚伯拉罕老祖人的信心的基础上加上神他的忠心的执行上有了这个结果了。
So he had this result from the faithfulness of his master and his own loyalty.
但是他还是尊重对方的决定。
But he still respected the decision of the other party.
那我们看看除了老仆人不强人所难之外。
So let us see, other than the servant that was not forceful.
我们看到这个利百加的家人怎么做。
What did Rebecca's family do?
五十节。
50。
五十节，拉班和比土利回答说，这事乃是出于神，我们不能向你说好说歹。五十一节。
51。
看利百加在你面前，可以将他带去，照着主所说的，给你主人的儿子为妻。我们看到这个利百加的家人带他们知道，这一切都是出于神的带领。他们没有意见。
So once Rebecca's family knew that this was all from the Lord, they were not able to say one anything.
很多时候我们对个人婚姻也好，对儿女的婚姻，我们口头上都说顺服顺服顺服神的带领。
Sometimes when we're talking about marriage, we always say, oh, of course we will submit to God's will.
但是其实我们自己还有一张这个辛德勒名单。
But in actuality, we have a list of our own requirements.
这个后面还有备胎好几个在等着。
And we have a lot of different backups.
或者是我们还有很多的条件。
And we have a lot of requirements.
只是口头上不讲。
But we just don't say it.
当这个条件跟这个现实不符合的时候。
But then the requirements don't match the practical side.
就不顺服了。
Then we are no longer submissive.
前面所谓的信心还有神的带领通通一笔勾销。
And so nothing matters about the faith that we had previously.
你会觉得很莫名其妙，那前面难道都没感动，都没有神的带领吗？
And do you not think it's very strange? So none of God's faith had moved before?
前面都没有亚伯拉罕的信心，没有这个老仆人的忠心。
So there's no faith and loyalty before?
就为了这么眼前的一点不同的看法，马上就通通推翻掉。
And just because of a slight miscommunication, you would just give it all up?
比如说要住哪边。
For example, on where to live.
尤其跨国的婚姻也好。
Or maybe marriages that span countries.
比如说这个要拿多少钱回去孝顺父母。
And how much money you should send back to your parents.
儿女将来要不要生。
And if they want to have children one day.
现在一笔勾销了。
And now everything you will give up on that.
都不是神的意思。
Because none of it is God's will.
都没有神的带领。
And none of God's guidance.
这个就很奇怪。
This is quite strange.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕嘛，那个利百加他的家人，他们明白是神的带领。
So we can see here, Rebecca's family understood this was God's guidance.
他们就顺服了。
And so they submitted.
我们从前面看不到说他们有谈什么条件。
So we don't see if they sat and discussed any kind of requirements.
但是他们就顺服，因为他们知道这是神的旨意，神的带领，神的作为。
But they submitted because they knew this was God's will and His action.
既然是神的旨意，神的带领，神的作为，有什么好怕？就像眼前有什么困难，将来会遇到什么危险， 也不怕。
So if it's his will and his guidance, what is there to be afraid of, regardless of what you may encounter later?
哦，当然了，最重要还是当事人啊，哈。
And most importantly, though, are the two parties involved.
总不能说哦，这个人家在吃面，你在旁边喊哦，烫哦，烫哦。
So it shouldn't be while other people are eating noodles, you keep screaming, "It's hot, it's hot."
看看当事人是不是愿意顺服嘛。
You have to see if the two parties involved are willing to submit.
不顺服，到时候来的这个落跑新郎或者这个逃家新娘，这样就不好。
Otherwise, if one of them is not willing, you end up with a runaway bride or groom.
哦，当然，哎，嫁女儿哦，谁都不舍得啊。这个比土利也是一样啊，拉班也舍不得他的妹子。
And in the same way, no one likes to lose a daughter, so Laban and Bethuel had that same feeling.
所以啊，当这个老仆人说啊，赶快我们要回去，要准备婚礼啊。
So then the servant said, we have to hurry back and prepare for the wedding.
这个爸爸就说了啊，总说让我这个女儿啊再多住几天嘛，至少住个十天嘛。
And then the family asked, can you at least let her stay with us for another 10 days?
这羊这么大了，这个很不舍啊。
And so we are sad to see her go.
而且又要去那么远的地方。
And she has to leave for so far away.
至少让我们再多聚一下。
At least let us be together a little longer.
老仆人说不要耽误。
And then the servant said, do not detain me.
我要赶快回去交差啊，要把这个好信息要跟我主人讲啊。
I must hurry home to give the good news to my master.
所以最后啊，这个老爸爸就把女儿找来了。
And so then the father brought his daughter over.
我们来看57节。
Let us look at verse 57.
57节他们说啊，我们把女子叫来问问她。58节。
58.
就叫了利百加来问她说，你和这人同去吗？利百加说，我去。59节。
59.
于是他们打发妹子利百加和她的乳母，同亚伯拉罕的仆人，并跟从的仆人都走了。所以在这里我们看到这个当事人他也很勇敢。
So here we can see Rebecca was very brave.
这样才能够结婚嘛。
Because in this way you would get married.
你如果说还没断奶，老是爸爸妈妈，爸爸妈妈，那你怎么结婚？
If she was still very clingy to her parents, how could she get married?
怎么能够当人家的媳妇？
How can you be a daughter-in-law?
当人家妻子？
How can you be a wife?
当人家的这个妈妈？
How can you be a mother?
所以你要能够独立，要能够自处啊。
So you need to know how to be independent.
所以才能够结婚。
So that you can be married.
那我们看到这个他的家人也很明理啊。
And you can see that her family was very reasonable.
在当事人表达意愿之后。
And so as soon as she said she was willing.
他们也没有遥控也没有这个不让他去。
They did not control her or stop her from leaving.
干脆叫这个叫你小主人来这边红酒来这边给我们遭罪算了。
They didn't say, oh, well, why don't you bring your master here to bring her back?
因为原则亚伯拉罕的信心的原则是不可以回来，要承接那将来的地业。
Because according to the principles of faith, they could not go back to the country.
很多时候我为了这个住哪边确实也会有一些不同的看法跟了解。
Sometimes we have different thoughts about where to live.
有的可能是不是为了自己本身，有的可能是为了家人照顾。
Sometimes it's not for yourself, it's so that you can take care of your family.
但总是当事人这个可以可以去协调嘛。
But this is something that you can discuss.
而且很多的问题都是阶段性的。
And then a lot of the problems are temporary.
更何况说人的脚步是神在定的啊，人要去哪里？谁晓得？
A man's footsteps are guided by God, so you don't know where you will go.
所以不应该为了这样的问题把一段这个美好的姻缘就破坏掉了。
So it should not be for such a small reason that you would break up such a wonderful will of God.
父母亲也有离世的时候啊。
There are times where the parents will pass away.
兄弟姐妹也有分家的时候啊。
And brothers and sisters will leave the family.
所以这个都不是问题。
So these are not true problems.
重要的是当事人这个做先生跟做太太的。
The important are the two parties that will become husband and wife.
他们要能够协调讨论。
They need to be able to compromise and discuss.
找出一个这个解决的方法来。
And find a way to solve the problem.
而不是各自坚持啊。
And not that each one is stubborn.
那所以我们看到这个利百加他愿意接受。
So we see that Rebecca was willing to accept.
那我看看这个老仆人把利百加带回来之后这个新郎以撒有没有接受。
So when the servant brought Rebecca back, let's see if Isaac accepted her.
如果这个新郎 不接受，那这个就不用玩了。
If the groom was unwilling to accept her, then this could not be fulfilled.
我要的是小甜甜，你怎么带个无敌铁金刚回来？
I wanted someone very sweet. Why did you bring back someone so masculine?
她不接受，那这下子怎么办呢？
And so if she doesn't accept, what will you do?
所以我们看看新郎有没有顺服。
So let us see if Isaac submitted.
我们来看同样创世纪二十四章哦。
Let us look at Genesis 24.
六十五节，我们从这个六十六节哈，六十六。
Verse
66。哦，六十六节了，仆人就将所办的一切事都告诉以撒。六十七节。
67。
以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在的，这才得了安慰。哦，我们看哦，这个以撒哦，当他。看到老仆人带了一个陌生的女孩子回来。
So Isaac saw that the servant brought home a girl that he'd never seen.
哦，当这个老仆人把一切的事情，这个他爸爸亚伯拉罕，托他找老婆，找媳妇，还有他怎么找的，都跟这个以撒讲。
So after the servant told Isaac everything that he had done in accordance with Abraham's commands,
以撒就接受了。
Isaac accepted.
也许我们会说，要是我也接受啊。因为前面圣经写说这个利百加长得怎么样，容貌极其俊美啊，那个可以去选世界小姐，那当然我接受啊。
And so we might think, well, if I were Isaac, I would accept too, because according to the descriptions in the Bible, she was extremely beautiful, so she could have been Miss Universe.
不要忘记哦，前面这里哦，这圣经有讲说，当利百加看到远远看到以撒，他问说，那个人是谁？哦，老仆人说，那个就是你将来的对象。他马上把帕子蒙上去了。
Because don't forget, when they were still far away, as soon as she saw that it was Isaac, she took her veil and covered herself.
哦，换句话说，以撒看到的利百加是蒙着帕子的，根本看不到她长得什么样子。
So all Isaac could see was a Rebecca that was all covered up, so he didn't know what she actually looked like.
所以以撒接受利百加的主要原因就是老仆人把一切的经过跟他说。
So Isaac accepted her because of everything the servant had told him.
哦，他清楚地明白，这是出于神的带领。
And he clearly understood this was the guidance of God.
哦，所以他也如同利百加的家人一样啊，就顺服接受。
And so he was willing to submit just like Rebecca's family and accept.
哦，所以说我们如果讲说亚伯拉罕是信心之父啊。
So if we say that Abraham is the father of faith.
那以撒可以说是顺服之主哦。
Then we can say that Isaac is the master of submission.
哦，以撒的顺服啊是出了名的啦。
Because his submission is famous.
哦，之前他老爸要把他献作燔祭给神哦，他也是顺服啊，不然他年轻力壮啊，跑都跑赢他爸爸了。
Before when his father was going to sacrifice him, he submitted. Otherwise, as a young man, he certainly could have outrun his father.
哦，那之后哦，他们遇到。饥荒哦，他本来想要下到埃及，跟他老爸爸一样。
And when they encountered famine, he also wanted to go to Egypt like his father.
但神跟他讲说不要下去。
But God told him not to go.
他就真的顺服了。
And so he submitted.
哦，所以他得到百倍收成的祝福。
And so he received hundreds and hundreds of blessings.
以撒是顺服出了名的。
Because Isaac is famous for his submission.
哦，所以这一段婚姻哦，这一段美好的姻缘才能够成就啊。
So that this wonderful marriage could be fulfilled.
哦。所以我们从刚刚我们看到无论是亚伯拉罕信心，老仆人忠心，以撒的顺服。
So from what we saw, whether it is Abraham's faith, the servant's loyalty, or Isaac's submission.
有可能不同的人参与在一段婚姻里面。
There may be many parties involved participating in a marriage.
但也可以看成是这个同样的当事人怎么处理他的婚姻。或者是处理他儿女的婚姻呢？
But you can also see how people handle the marriage, whether they're in it or it is their child's marriage.
哦，我们在为我们儿女的婚姻在关心的时候，
when we care for our children's marriage,
我们在为我们个人婚姻在进行处理的当中，
and when we care for our own,
我们有没有亚伯拉罕的信心？
Do we have the faith of Abraham?
就是我们有没有原则
？Do we have principles?
因为有信心必定会忠心不改变。
Because with faith, it means that we will have unwavering loyalty.
非达成目的不可啦。
And we must achieve that end objective.
有信心也必定会顺服接受结果。
And with faith, we will submit to whatever the outcome is.
不会说我不要啦，推翻之前说一切的努力跟承诺。
We won't say, I don't want it and I give up on all the efforts that we've put in so far.
So, 同样的
So, same.
忠心是我们 信心内在的坚持。
Loyalty is that unwavering spirit within us.
哦，那顺服啊，则是我们信心外在的流露。
And submission is the outward appearance of faith and what it has left us.
哦，所以其实无论是信心、忠心或者是顺服啊，其实他们是彼此紧紧相扣的。
So faith, loyalty, and submission are all tightly interconnected.
哦，才能够成就这一段婚姻呢。
So that you can fulfill this marriage.
哦，求主耶稣帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And so may God help every one of us, brothers and sisters.
无论是婚前或者是婚后。
Whether it's prior to or after marriage.
我们都能够用信心、忠心跟顺服啊，来经营。哦，我们的婚姻。
So that we can use faith, loyalty, and submission in our experiences.
哦，来得着神所在婚姻的事上、家庭里面赏赐给我们应许的福气。
So that we can receive the promised blessings of God in our marriage.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
402首。
402. Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告。
We are now going to pray together.
祷告的时候，我们继续啊为。教会里面一些身体艰难、软弱的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
When we pray, let us pray for those who are ill and spiritually weak.
也为新受洗的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And pray for our newly baptized members.
那我们也为、在主里头、我们还没有结婚的这些弟兄姐妹来代祷。
And let us pray for the brothers and sisters who have not been married yet.
也为、在婚姻里头遭遇到困难的弟兄姐妹求神来帮助。
And let us pray for those who have encountered difficulties in their marriage.
我们一起同心归下祷告。
Let us pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。